is it?
All right, Greg, here we go. Today is, got a lot going on here right now, June 10th, 2019. It's ballpoint pen day.
You like the ballpoint pen, Joe?
I like the ballpark Franks. I think that's more important.
Ballpoint pen.
Yeah. Mom's equal pay day, Greg. So,
right? I agree with that. My mother was a teacher, and she didn't make as much as her male counterparts.
Well, I think what moms do, if you added up all the stuff your mom did, she'd be Bill Gates, right? She got paid for all that stuff?
Yeah.
National Iced Tea Day. Do you like the iced tea? I sure do, Greg. Do you? Do you like it?
Yeah, Joe. Sure.
All right, let me see what else. And National Herb and Spice Day, or Herb and Spice. Or you can be a herb and spice.
You can do herb.
What's your favorite herb?
Turmeric.
Jay Henson, press that little button.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Well, you're really doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the curse.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The best, worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and you hit it. He hits my hair.
All right. This day in sports history brought to you by a website that stopped working on me just a few moments ago. So with all, I don't want your daily email, people.
Well, we just don't bill them for this one then.
All right, well, let's get something that's going on here. A lot of Belmont Steak stuff that's going on. Greg, how do you know the name Gene Sarazen?
He was a golfer.
What did he do on this day?
He won the U.S. Open.
British Open.
British Open.
First guy to go wire to wire. He beat fellow American MacDonald Smith. Take that, MacDonald. Going down here. Greg, 1944. On this day, the youngest player in Major League Baseball history made his debut.
Bob Feller.
Joe Nuxall.
Joe Nuxall, 16 years old.
15 years old.
Really?
316 days. Debuts for the Cincinnati Reds. Becomes an all-star and a broadcaster. Is he still broadcasting?
No, he is transitioned.
Okay. He'd be 90 if he was still transitioned. Oh, what's going down here? On this day, a record number of home runs were hit in baseball, 1962. How many home runs were in baseball on this day?
40.
54.
Wow.
Home runs. Greg, here's a pole vaulting question for you. On this day, 1967, American pole vaulter Bob Segrin sets a world record mark of how high in the pole vault?
Is this in yardage, in feet?
In feet. In inches.
Okay. New record, I'm going to go 22 feet.
Good. No, he's not an Avenger. 17 feet, 7 inches.
Well, I was only off by 5 feet.
That's a lot of feet, man.
That wouldn't push him to Avenger status either way.
1974 on this day, Mike Schmidt hits a ball off the public address speaker at this stadium. Now, think about it. Kind of a trick question. Public address hanging from the ceiling.
At the Astrodome.
Attaboy, Greg. You're amazing, man. On this day, 1977, Al Geiberger becomes the first player in history to post a score of a 59 in a PGA Tour sanctioned event. Where was this PGA Tour sanctioned event held?
I was doing business here. Help me out here. We're going to promote this guy. He's a big supporter.
1977, Al Geiberger becomes the first player to get a 59.
Yeah.
In a PGA Tour event. Uh-huh. Where was this taking place?
Memphis.
You got that right, buddy. Colonial Country Club in Cordova, Tennessee. I tell you what, man. People say things about you. They just don't know you.
You know, and I don't care.
They just don't know
you.
What
they
say. This day, 1981, Pete Rose ties this guy's record of hits in the National League with 3,630.
Ty Cobb.
Stan Musial. Ah. Before we went out, Pete said, I'm going to set the record. Beat me. Let's see. What else, Greg? What time is it? We need to move on here.
When's that ever matter?
Greggy, Al Davis.
For, yeah, hey, the Fred Biletnikoff, too, was one.
I was beside myself in the elevator. All my friend cared about was Hope Hines.
So you weren't beside yourself.
That's true.
Because your friend was with you.
That's right. Okay, let's move on from this. Celebrity birthday.
Yeah.
Rafael Nadal won yesterday, right? Didn't he win the French Open? No?
Sure.
Did you have a new little rundown?
I didn't get to that. I stopped at Women's World Cup.
Gringo.
Although the women, the USA, don't play until tomorrow against Thailand.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, let's go with this. Celebrity birthdays. Here we go. First up, singer Maxi Priest. How old is Maxi Priest today?
70.
57.
58. Fun fact about Maxi Priest.
He just wants to be found next to you.
His uncle is Percy Priest.
Which is found next to my neighborhood.
That's right.
Yeah.
Actress Gina Gershon.
61.
55.
57.
Mm. Just go see Bound. You won't regret it.
What's the one that she's with that dance, the dancer one?
I already gave people the tip they need.
It's called a pattern. And
well, started. She can't be any more naked in that one than she is in the one I'm thinking about.
Actress Jean Triplehorn.
She's a cutie, too.
She's in The Firm.
65.
61.
56.
Dang.
Actress Elizabeth Hurley.
She was in the Gina Gershwin. They're the same birthday. Elizabeth Hurley was in that. She was a dancer. There it is right there. I can see it. How old is she?
Wow, admitting to looking right at your screen. Yeah.
Well,
right in the middle of the contest.
Hey, if you think I can pick up a number from over there, you're nuts. Elizabeth Hurley, 48.
51.
54. Charlie's up 2-0. Don't know that guy. I know her face. I know the movie she's in, so we're going to skip her. I'll give you guys. Tara Lipinski, figure skater. She does this stuff with Johnny Weir.
Mm-hmm. She's 35.
34.
37. Pogues on the board. 2-1, Charlie. Going down here a little bit more. Hello. Don't know you, but you're cute. I don't know you either. We'll skip you. All right, here we go. Media commentator Jeff Greenfield. He's all over the place.
63.
61.
76.
Wow.
Country singer-songwriter Tom Skyler. He was a record executive. He's been a bunch of things.
70.
71.
67. Dang. Actor Andrew Stevens. Who's his mom? Stella Stevens? I don't know.
60.
55.
64.
Dang.
Actress Kate Flannery from The Office. She played Meredith.
45.
43.
55. Rapper, the D.O.C.
50.
45.
51. Pogue has come back. Rhythm and blues singer JoJo. Not me.
45.
39.
48. Nashville native actor DJ Qualls.
50.
33.
41. Country singer Lee Bryce. Hello, everybody. I'm Lee Bryce.
45.
33.
40.
Dang.
Last one. We got two more. Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh.
80.
95.
Oh, he's 98. Finally, F. Lee Bailey is part of the old J. Simpson dream team. F. Lee Bailey.
Is he still alive?
He's on this list.
84.
85.
86. Charlie at the buzzer.
I think he's dead.
That's amazing. I'll look him up real quick.
No, I'll go ahead.
No, I'll look it up. F. Lee Bailey. And if he's alive, it's going to be a F. U. Greg Pogue. I am here all week.
He's here. He's 86 years old.
He's still there.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Charlie.
He just commented on the Mueller report.
It's the Mueller report?
The Mueller. It's the Bob Mueller report. Yeah.
I got to go eat donuts.
All right. Let's say, hey, Jay,